It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think that we should all be afraid. I think it's a good thing.
Hello, Unladies. It's me, Kristen. And today, in the Unladies room, I have an uncut gem from all the way back in 2019. That was when I interviewed cave diver and undersea explorer Jill Heinerth all about how she became a cave diver and her memoir, Into the Planet, My Life as a Cave Diver. The thing for this interview that I still think about is the way that Jill talks about fear, because what she does requires her to truly do the illogical, send her body into spaces that the human body was really not meant to exist in. And more recently, what got me thinking about Jill and this conversation is the movie Naiad. Have y'all seen Naiad? I almost wasn't going to watch it. It's on Netflix as of this recording, and it's about the real life long-distance swimmer, Diana Naiad. And it's all about the real-life story of her deciding that she is going to swim from Cuba to Key West. And she's in her 60s. And y'all, it is lovely. It stars Annette Bening as Diana Naiad and Jodie Foster as her best friend slash coach. And it's, yes, this story of this incredible feat. And also, it's a gorgeous story of a long-term lesbian best friendship. But while Diana Naiad did absolutely do the impossible and make that swim, Jill Heinerth, yeah, she does a lot of swimming, but she's going deep. She's going deep and dark. And if trouble occurs, it's not like you can swim right up to the surface and save yourself, because then you'll get the bends. So grab your snorkels on, ladies. Slip on your flippers, and let's get into this uncut gem. We have so much to talk about. Obviously, we're going to be asking you about cave diving, how you got into it, what it actually entails. And since this is unladylike, I definitely want to dig into gender and how all of that intersects. But first, could you just tell us your name, where you live, and what you do?
My name is Jill Heinerth. I live in Carleton Place, Canada, just south of Ottawa, and I am a cave explorer, an underwater cave explorer.
So how often are you exploring caves underwater?
Oh, as much as I can. I have over 7,500 dives in my lifetime, so I keep pretty busy staying wet.
Do you have any sense of, like, how much time that translates to? Like, how many, like, days or weeks, like, overall you've spent underwater?
Well, I figure it's got to be at least, like, 2 years of full-time work. Like, if you think that, you know, 2,000 hours is what people generally put in at a full-time job. So I've been underwater for years, I guess.
So So let's break down what cave diving actually is. Could you explain what it is and maybe also how it's different from what a lot of folks might be thinking of, which is maybe like scuba diving?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, cave diving is pretty abstract to people, but I'm literally swimming through water-filled tunnels, passages that wind their way beneath the surface of the earth. So when people think of scuba diving, they're normally thinking about what we call recreational scuba diving, which is throw a tank on your back, you know, inhale from the tank, exhale, make bubbles, and at any point you can swim to the surface if you've got a problem. But cave divers wear obviously a lot more equipment because we're swimming into these places that are completely void of light, like under a ceiling, you know, and going sometimes miles into the planet down branching conduits that are filled with water.
And you can't exactly just turn around and zip right back up if you run into trouble.
Yeah. I mean, not only can you not just, you know, bolt to the surface if there's an issue, but there's also no mission control to call for help. You're really on your own to solve anything that could happen.
That was a preview from Inside the Unladies Room Patreon. To hear the full ad-free episode, go to patreon.com/unladylikemedia or search Unladylike Media in the Patreon app and join the Unladies Room for just $5 a month. All five of those dollars will go a long way to supporting this independent feminist podcast made by me. Yes, a podcast team of one. A few listener faves that await you include an historical romp into the heyday of male rejuvenation that did involve rich men getting monkey testicle transplants, how the scrunchie was invented, and a peek into the reborn baby doll community where mostly grown women play with hyper-realistic dolls and in hyper-realistic ways. Patreon.com/unladylikemedia or search Unladylike Media in the Patreon app. And thank you.